Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's April 16th, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Anthony Falcone. Anthony is an Amazon best-selling author of novels, screenplays, comic books, and poems. Born in Hamilton, Ontario, now living in Toronto, Anthony travels extensively seeking inspiration from around the globe. He's a writer of Northgard, Here There Be Monsters, Comic-Con Men, Brotherhood of the Iron Dragon, and Quid Pro Quo. During our chat, Anthony talked about his current and future projects, plus his inspirations as a writer. His major tip for up-and-coming creators is, write every day. You have to put in the hours, and the work will come. Power through those times when you're looking at a blank screen. He also talked about his upcoming appearances at TCAF and Fan Expo. He also said, we're in a golden age of Canadian comics. If you support your local comic stores and support your local artists, you'll never be disappointed. Before I go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Chatham-Kent Sports Network reported on the All-Stars comic book launch scheduled for April 27th. Featuring artist Scott Chantler. The book illustrates the true story of the 1934 Chatham-colored All-Stars baseball team. Youth under 18 years old will be given a free copy of the book, and you can read more about the event at cksn.ca. On Twitter, Howard Wong announced his appearance at the upcoming Toronto Comic Arts Festival to promote his new children's book, The Unhappy Little Pig, illustrated by Adrian Alfana. Howard, who was interviewed previously on the site, will be signing, giving out free bookmarks, and participating in other shenanigans. Conundrum Press announced that they've signed a contract with Montreal artist Geneviève Labloux for her book Weeding. More details are forthcoming, but you can see Geneviève's work on her Facebook page, facebook.com/LeBlueLeRouge. Pop Culture Classroom announced category finalists for the 2019 Excellence in Graphic Literature Awards. The list includes Mushroom Fan Club by Elise Gravel for the Best in Children's Literature Nonfiction, Crush by Svetlana Tremakova for the Best in Middle Class Graphic Literature Fiction, and Exit Stage Left, The Snagglepuss Chronicles by Mark Russell and Mike Feehan for Best in Adult Graphic Literature Fiction. Winners will be announced at the EGL Awards Ceremony, scheduled for June 1st. You can read more on classroom.popcultureclassroom.org. The 2019 Independent Publisher Book Award winners were announced with Canadians raking in the medals. In the Graphic Novel, Drawn Book, Drama Documentary category, gold was awarded to Mark Twain's Niagara by Andy Stanley and Fred Kennedy. The Bronze Award went to SCI, the Jewish Comics Anthology, Volume 2, edited by Stephen M. Bergson, with lettering by Andrew Thomas. You can read more at independentpublisher.com. And now, here's my chat with Anthony Falcone.
So I'm here with Anthony Falcone. I'm here at C2E2 in Chicago. Want to see what's new and exciting with you. What are you up to here at the show?
Well, today at the show, we're showing off copies of the Hot Off the Press anthology, Raid 2, from the entire Raid studio. You can get your copy online at raid.world. This is the second anthology that we've done. Everybody in the studio kind of contributes a little bit, a short story, all creator-owned stuff, all really interesting. And yeah, we want people to check it out, have some fun.
That's cool. Well, tell me what you are working on for this specific.
Different projects right now. From Caliber Comics, have a comic called Infamia that just came out on Kindle last week. It'll eventually be collected as a large graphic novel, but it's all about a black ops team in ancient Rome that I'm doing, co-writing it with a friend of mine, Daniel Agneson. And the art is by Santiago Espina, and then cover art by Nimit Malavia. So really, really fun series. You know, got a lot of good feedback already on it, so we're looking forward to bringing people more.
I apologize for my ignorance. These are all Canadians, or are these different types of artists?
Dan and Nimit are Canadian. San is from Colombia.
Yeah. Next question would be, how do you get to interact with these different types of artists and creators? Is there a forum that you collaborate with?
No, I mean, like, a lot of times you'll meet people at conventions, or you'll meet people, like once you have sort of friends in the industry, you meet people through your friends or through your colleagues. Every once in a while, you just, you know, it ends up lucking out that you do find somebody, say, on an art forum or online who is, hey, I'm looking for work, these are my rates, so I think that person's style will really match the story that I have. But yeah, there's always lots of different ways you end up sort of finding your collaborators.
How about influences? Who influenced you growing up, and who's your inspiration today?
I mean, just like only comic books or just anything or anything? So I think from like a storytelling point of view, one of the first things that like I really sort of obsessed about and read everything was Agatha Christie novels. Like, I was a really, really big mystery kid. Loved it. I loved all sorts of like old Universal horror stuff. So like the original Wolfman, Dracula, Frankenstein. That was just something that I really, really liked. Anything Ray Harryhausen, so like Clash of the Titans, Jason and the Argonauts, all of that, really, really formative for the kinds of stories that I wanted to read. Really liked Spider-Man stuff, especially like the John Romita Jr. run. Like, that was like a really key point. But at the time when I was collecting, it was all about the David Michelinie and Todd McFarlane run. Like, that was really, really the must-buy thing that we had to do. And then from a humor standpoint, I loved Gru, so like Sergio Aragona stuff. And I got to meet Sergio a few years ago at the Montreal Comic Con, and it was great. It was just, you know, chatting about like gags and how to write like little bits and pieces. It was fantastic. He's like a prince among men, that guy. So
speaking of writing, do you have any tips for up-and-coming aspiring writers who want to get into the business?
Yeah, I mean, so Andrew Wheeler and I actually co-host a podcast monthly called Story Beater, so you can find it online. But our main mantra, and one that I tell everybody, is that you need to write every day. You should write every day, and you should read every day. It doesn't mean you need to write, like, you know, 20 pages every day, but I always feel that, like, consistency at your work is what really helps. So maybe you only have enough time to write a paragraph a day. If everybody writes a paragraph a day, 250 words a day, by the end of a year, you have a book. Not that many people write a book every year. So it's more just consistency at practicing your craft. It's like, sometimes people sort of subscribe a bit too much of a mystical, you know, nature to creativity. Like, you need to be inspired, and you need to have the right, you know, tools. You need to have the right room and the right music and all that sort of stuff. All of that mostly is just smoke and mirrors. Really, like, a lot of writing is very, like, you know, similar to any other work. Mowing a lawn, painting a room, whatever. You just have to actually do it. You have to put in the hours. You have to have, you know, your butt in the seat in front of that keyboard, and the work will come, right? You have to power through those times when you're staring at a blank screen.
Cool. Good advice. So you're here in Chicago at C2E2. What's next for you? What's the next big show?
I think I'll be doing TCAF this year, you know, promoting more Raid 2 as well. And then I think nothing until Fan Expo in August, I think. Yeah, the end of August, yeah, is the next time I'll be around there. I encourage everybody to check out anthonyfalcone.ca. That's where I have, you know, my latest postings, musing. I believe my Instagram feed auto-populates there as well, so you get to see pictures of whatever I'm reading at the time. My ties, maybe, you know, little things like that. But otherwise, I mean, for all your listeners, I would say that right now we're in like this sort of golden age of Canadian comics again. Like, we have just amazing, amazing talent in Canada. You'll always find something really good. You know, support your local comic shop, support your local creators, and you'll never be disappointed.
Thanks to Anthony for the chat. You can discover more about Anthony on Twitter at @AFalconeWriter. And online at anthonyfalcone.ca. You can also find Storybeater online at storybeater.libsyn.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a good rating. Also, check out the truenorthcountrycomics.com website and follow along on Twitter at True North Comics. Please send your feedback to info@truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.